everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know the one, the only, Johnny Hotcakes, Lord Balor, Master John, the Chronic Master Beta.
It is I! I am here!
He is here!
And that's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. And you know what? I'm happy.
Are you?
Because I'm with all my friends tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Yay!
So tonight we're doing something a little unconventional, but before we begin, we're going to do our introduction to the lovely Miss Misty Rain. She's sexy. She's luscious. She's got panties on tonight.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why
and
the fuck are you wearing panties?
And not much else.
So nice. Hello. I'm and so happy to be here.
Oh. And then we have the mysterious, the sultry, the spicy Lady Bella.
Hello. Woo!
She's in black. She's wearing something a little backless tonight. A little sexy, little tawdry. So we've got our two dirty sluts in here tonight. And that's not saying much because we have John in here. And he's the biggest slut of them all.
Like yes. I said, if you're going to be a slut, be the biggest one of them all.
Exactly. So tonight, we have an interesting request from one of our lovely subs and listeners. Her name is Wendy, or whatever we want to call her tonight, but we do like to call
puppy.
Her our puppy,
puppy,
our little slut.
Yes, little puppy.
And, you know, our little puppy has come to see us for a number of years, and for good reason. We dress her, we toy with her, we tease her, we sodomize her, we pierce her nipples, we do all sorts of dirty shit with her, and tonight she's at our feet, in the dungeon, here, we're just going to have all sorts of fun. And so John and I, we're going to talk about...
Wait.
What?
She's being rude.
Oh, is she?
She didn't say hello. Make her squeal.
Oh!
That was not...
Oh, my God. That didn't work.
Well, let them know you're here.
You better hold still. You better hold still. Put your hand down.
Okay, there it is. There, she said hi.
Okay, so she's on the floor. She's in chastity. And soon enough, she's going to be getting a lovely stick of ginger root and her little pussy hole tonight.
Oh, we're going to do figging tonight.
We're doing figging tonight, John.
What an educational podcast.
It is so educational. I mean, we have a little coconut oil that we could, you know, use as lube.
You know what? I was impressed when she brought out the coconut oil. I was like, somebody's been paying attention.
Yeah. But, you know, she brought all this stuff, but she didn't bring us gloves. Like, we're bare-assed.
What the
like,
fuck?
Yeah.
Puppy.
Bad puppy.
You know, so Misty's got bamboo, and Lovely Belle has got a crop. So they're prepared tonight to do some physical damage.
We're going to do some fucked
We're
up
gonna
shit.
We're going to do some puppy training.
Puppy training. Look at that.
But this is going to release a little emotional baggage. Don't you believe so, little Wendy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Am I a ma'am? I'm not a ma'am.
Yes,
I'm not,
goddess.
I'm not 80 years old.
Yes, goddess.
Jesus.
I thought your name was fucking Mistress, but I don't...
I thought
you know,
that,
we were best friends. I thought you were Mistress.
I know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Sometimes she calls me goddess. I'm okay with that.
You okay with goddess?
Don't call me ma'am, though. That's the thing. So, interestingly enough, we're going to be asking questions. So Misty and Belle are actually doing a little cock and ball torture right now. She's caged, so it's not like she can, you know, escape with her little clitty. But, of course,
open.
She can endure...
Open.
She can endure some lovely ball torture.
We're going to have the best sound effects for this episode.
We are. And it's going to be for real sound effects.
I know. We're going to save some of these for other episodes.
Absolutely. So where's our figs? Where's our ginger root? I think it's right here. Is it in here? Oh yeah. So we've got
our
ginger root.
We're not going to waste any time, huh?
No, we're not. I mean, there's a little anal plug here. But it's like, I think we're going to stick the anal plug after the ginger root.
And keep it in there. And don't drop it.
Oh, look at that. Look, they're all phallic shaped.
Right. Yeah. That one's corkscrew. So that's if you get it in there, it's going to be hard to get out.
Yeah, that's fun.
Twisted in there.
It's windy carved and well.
Oh, and they're cold. Ooh.
Oh, she got them cold. She has been listening.
Would you hand me that coconut oil, please?
Absolutely.
So, listeners, you know, over the years, thank you, darling. Over the years, Wendy, we did something really interesting one time. We actually had a going away party for her, and we got about 20 people that were all like true lifestylers of BDSM. And we're all in the room and we're talking about the stages of Wendy's life. And she said one of the most memorable times she had was being a naked food tray. Now it's kind of impossible because she's fat and hairy. I put this bitch on a diet before she moved across the country. But you see what good that did. So.
Oh, Wendy, you disappointed your mistress.
You did. You so disappointed your mistress. Look at this. I'm going to stick this fig in here. Like, oh, the ginger. I always call it the fig. But I just keep figging. Figging. All right. So, little bitch, get up on your hands and knees. And I've prepared this ginger root here. And like John said, it's in a lovely corkscrew. Come on, chop, chop. Now, you're going to do this one-handed here. Pull your panties to the side. And you're going to put this little ginger root in your little cunt. And she's, of course, got Hawaiian tropical panties on. Mm-hmm. Like she's going for a bathing suit competition this year. All right, so I'm not doing it. You're doing it. All right.
That's what happens when you don't bring gloves.
A little figgy for the puppy piggy.
Exactly. You know, I would have fingered your little cunt, but I'm not going to do it. You didn't bring gloves. You're not prepared for this. Get it on in there. There's a lot of heavy breathing. Mm-hmm. I mean, John, we're up close and personal with this.
I'm looking at asshole.
I know, right?
Not just ass. Oh. I'm looking at asshole. Oh.
What do you say?
Thank you, Mrs.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh.
Ooh, Misty's going to get in her lick, too. Ooh. Oh, that was a good one. Is it in there all the way? Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? You need to answer.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You think I'm going to go for a head shake? You've got listeners listening. You have thousands of people who are going to listen to this. They can't
people
see your
all
fucking
over the
head
country
shake.
Want to hear you say yes, ma'am.
Exactly. All over the world. My God.
No, don't say yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I almost got you in trouble, didn't I?
Oh,
she's a good puppy. She remember not to say it.
That was a very good puppy.
Oh,
puppy gets a treat.
Oh. Wow. So, interestingly enough, so tell our listeners when you started wearing panties.
I wore my mother's.
Yeah.
When I was ready.
Yeah, you're gonna have to talk us a little bit.
When I was 10 years old or so, I used to try on her girdles.
Oh, yeah. You did that. About 10 years old, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh.
Mistress.
Oh, tell them what you're using.
Isn't that fun?
Mistress Mia, tell them what you're using.
I am using this interesting long, it's about 3 feet long. It's a shoehorn. And it has a flexi end.
A little spring on it.
So it's a spring.
Yeah, so it's... Brings back.
Yeah.
And hurts like a little bitch.
Yeah,
it
sure
does.
It has a nice
just like the little bitches you use it on.
And Misty's doing a little bastionado. So, what do you think was one of your most fun times in the dungeon? Besides tonight, of course.
Oh, my going away party.
Your going away party? Yeah, because you know what was funny with that going away party?
Oh, my God.
John, you got to use that.
Oh, you want me? Yeah. Oh, I got to use this too?
Yeah,
you
got to
get in on it some.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you can do the left
side work.
So. I hear I'm a little aggressive.
That's okay.
People like to leave when I start to play.
This one has been lacking.
That one's been lacking.
Yeah, go for it. So John's going to use the shoehorn.
Look at that.
Ass.
The anticipation sucks, doesn't it?
It
just
does.
Rubbing it.
Yes, mistress.
Oh, was
that? No. Oh, is it coming? When's it?
flip it over so you
flip
get
over?
The cupping action.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, harder, John.
Harder,
John, right here.
Thank you. What?
Harder, John, right
thank
here.
You, master.
Right here. You
right.
Better hold still. Hold it. Hold it, Daddy.
There we go. Now, people in the other. 115 countries can hear you.
I think we're up to 120 countries now. 120?
Oh, well, you gotta be a little bit louder then.
Oh, good puppy howl.
Roar.
So last week Puppy came over and Bella went and decided she was going to pierce his nipples.
Oh, I heard about that.
And she went in double needle on both titties.
We made her look very pretty.
Oh, very pretty with the little titties.
It was nice.
Yes, very, very interesting.
I was impressed. She handled it quite well.
She did. And, you know, you got the first needle in a little crooked, and then Bella said, I think we need to do this again because it's a little crooked. I said, damn, you are a mean bitch.
We had to straighten it up. I'm a perfectionist. It has to be right.
And so tonight, we asked her, did you bring needles? And she was very hesitant and saying, I brought a few.
Well,
that's right. That's right.
Wasn't that fun?
Well, that's okay, because I told them a little secret once they get the needles in, how to make it hurt a little bit more.
Oh, yes. Master John has taught me some new tricks.
The button.
Wow.
The button.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We're going to make it all juicy so it stings
Wendy,
a little more.
Wendy also knows how many needles she brings is how many I use. I think she learned that last time.
I think she did, didn't she?
So I'm curious to see how many we have.
I am very sure. Okay.
Oh, God. Right. I think we're having too much fun is what's happening right now.
We're having way too much fun.
Missy and I over here just giggling. I told her, remind me not to piss you off later.
Do I need to take all my toys with me when I go?
Oh, look at that rosy red color. It's so pretty. Such a pretty pink for a pretty puppy.
And you know what?
That's right.
Our puppy's going to remember us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when it fades, then we just do it again.
That's right.
Fades. No, if it fades, we didn't do it right.
Well, it'll fade eventually.
Not if you do it right.
But then she has to come back again.
Well, maybe Master John needs to do it right.
No.
I'll do it right.
Yeah, I know you will.
So, we put a little
alcohol. Oh, look at that little wiggle.
She's wiggling, bratty.
We put a little alcohol on her ass, and so, you know, Misty and Bella are kind of going at it.
Oh. And there we go.
It's like fighting to the death of her ass. So about 4 or 5 years ago, we did this session where we had a going away party.
Yeah.
And so over the years, Wendy has always gotten me these really cool things.
Yours makes a better pop than mine.
I know. This is my favorite.
Speaking of pop, we get into the scene and then everybody forgets what we're talking about. We have to start over.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of pop, one of the things, let's give her one moment. Okay. I tell you what, now lay on your back and let's tell a little story.
Okay.
So, anywho, when we say a little pop, that means we need to use some electrical device.
I have some of those.
So, the electrical device that little Wendy brought in was the bug zapper.
Oh, you're the one that brought the bug zapper. That motherfucker.
Yeah. It's scary.
It's very scary.
It shot my leg through the floor before.
Right? So, for the party, we had everybody draw names and of the items to use. And they were going to use these implements on Wendy during this party. So, you know, we had the nice little cheese board and all this, and we're doing this, and we had someone as a human food tray. And we're sitting around, and all these people were just like, oh, this is a cool little thing, and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, Wendy had gotten me the shaving brush, so of course it's like nipple torture. You know, you put it on her nipples, and you just grind it in with the bristles on her areola. So, of course, that was just one of those things. And there were several things that we used. So the grand finale of the party, though, was the time when little Wendy was about 10 years old, and she was in. Now you gotta listen, John.
I'm listening. I was hitting myself trying to practice.
Yes,
what to do to Wendy.
John's hitting himself.
I hit my knuckle. I hit my knuckle, and it fucking hurt. That little spring, motherfucker, that hurts.
Lucy,
I almost
felt
bad for the puppy, but no.
I had Lucy come in. I said, hey, pick out a couple toys that you'd like while I'm cleaning my toy collection out. And what does she do? She grabs that one. I said, I just got that. No. Like, that's mine.
It is fun. Fun to slap nipples with.
Yes. So let me continue the story. So okay. The story goes, so I gather everyone around at the very end of the story, and I put some AstroTurf rug on the floor, and I said, now, when Wendy was a little boy in Cub Scouts, she was 19 years old, and she's out in the field, and all these boys got around and basically had her in what? Your undies?
I started out fully clothed.
You started off fully clothed.
And
but
then they stripped me and staked me out.
Then they stripped her and tackled her down and then gave her a red tummy. And what did they call it?
Cherry belly
and slapping her belly. Oh. And so I was telling all these party guests. So, of course, I had to slap her belly. So cherry belly. So I was telling all these guests about it. I was like, now we're going to give her cherry belly as the grand finale of party. And everybody was like, so I'm telling little Wendy, I'm like, lay down. Let's do cherry belly. And I go up and I'm slapping her. And they're all like, they look back like, yeah, no. And I'm like, look, bitches, I invited you. We're giving her grand finale. And there was maybe one or two who would come up and do it, but nobody else would do
everybody
it.
Everybody chickened out.
Yeah, I'm like, bitches.
And she was laying there waiting.
Yes, on her AstroTurf, just like when she was 9 years old. Like, come on. But that's when.
Poor puppy.
Tell the listeners and tell Misty and Belle and John what happened to you when they given you a cherry belly. What happened the first time? Tell them.
I got an erection.
Oh.
She got a hard little dicky. Oh, yeah. I love when my hands sting. That's the best feeling for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a good start. Look.
I do. Yeah. Nice. You're going to be filming that tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
So how's that ginger root?
Mm-hmm. It's warm.
She said yes, ma'am, again, so you can get her wherever you want.
Oh.
Oh, Misty got the balls. Oh, and the belly. And the titty.
Wendy has some sensitive titties.
Yes. I don't think the puppy's going to forget again.
God, you got boob sweat, fatty. Jeez.
I got something to make those nipples a little more sensitive.
She anticipates.
You too, don't you?
Yeah, Misty's got some.
Oh, please
do you want to do that? We got some new toys.
Cool.
We got some new toys.
And I tell you what, we'll take a 5-minute break.
While we apply these?
Yes, while we apply those. And Bella can go get the electrical device. So, hold on, folks. Intermission time.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So, during the break, we got these new toys from a friend of ours. I went to go visit this weekend. We went out to the dungeon, and they pulled out these new toys. I'd never seen them before. They're acupuncture needles. They look like little band-aids with little needles inside of them. So what we did to our little puppy was we put one at the top of her little nipple and one underneath her little nipple and then squeezed the two together. So now she has needles inside of her nipples, on both nipples.
And when you
squeeze, watch what happens.
That's just
it sounds like a monkey. A little puppy. A little puppy turned into a monkey.
I think this is appropriate time to tell everybody.
I like these stories. I like new toys.
I think you need to tell our listeners the monkey story.
The monkey story. Okay.
Now shut up.
Be quiet. I got to tell them a story.
Shut up.
God, so rude.
Are you ready for a safe word? Huh? Say it. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. Nice.
Okay, so I'm driving to see my kids one weekend. It's a long drive. It's a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
I go see my kids. It's a great weekend. I'm on the way back. I'm driving down the interstate, and I get a flat tire. Are you listening to me, puppy? I got a flat tire.
Excuse me? What?
Yes, I am listening.
Yes.
Sir,
Yes. Oh, much better.
Sure?
Yes, Lord Baylor.
Oh, did you hear that? So much respect.
Very nice. Yes, so much respect.
So I'm driving, and you know what happened, little puppy? I got a flat tire. Oh, you know? And that's no fun. Oh. So I'm changing my tire. I'm like, I got this. Everything's cool. I put my donut on. You know what happens when I let my car down on that donut?
The donut was flat?
The donut was flat.
Oh, dear.
Motherfuck. Now I'm really not happy. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm a little pissed off, actually. So I'm sitting there screaming, you know, fuck my life. It's a good day. Truck driver pulls up, sees I need some help, asks me if I need some help. What do I tell him? You think I told him I needed help?
Yes.
You're so good at this story. So I ask him to take me down to the next exit so I can get to a tire shop, get a tire put on my rim. Right? Yes. That sounds reasonable, right?
Yes.
So I get in the truck. He's going to take me down. I'm riding around in the truck, and guess what's on the dashboard? A fucking monkey. There's a fucking monkey on the dashboard. What the fuck kind of pet is that to have? I didn't think it was a real monkey, because obviously nobody has a fucking monkey on the dashboard. It's a bobblehead, right? Right? It's a bobblehead, right?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like a bobblehead. That's what I thought. That's what any smart person would think. But you know what? I was fucking wrong. It wasn't a bobblehead. I asked him. I said, what's up with this fucking bobblehead that doesn't bobble? He said it doesn't bobble because it's not a bobblehead. It's a real fucking monkey. I said, you're full of shit. You're fucking full of shit. He said, nope, and I can prove it. He reached up there. He slapped that monkey in the face. Fucking hard. Slap him in the face. Show him. Slap him. No, that's not what it sounded like. Slapped him in the face. Scream like a monkey. Like a monkey. There you go. Just like that. You know what that monkey did? That was a good monkey, because you know what that monkey did? That monkey jumped down off that dashboard, sucked the driver's cock, got back up on the dashboard, and didn't fucking move. And I don't know what to say. The monkey's screaming, got slapped, sucked this dude off, swallowed his fucking cum, and got back up there and act like nothing fucking happened. What would you say, little puppy? Would you believe that shit?
I would believe that.
You would believe that. Well, I don't know what to say about you then, because that was some fucked up shit. I didn't believe it, and I saw it. He looked at me. He's like, what do you think about that? I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I'm kind of flabbergasted. And that's a big word for me, flabbergasted.
That is a lot of syllables.
Oh, look at puppy being smart. A little smart mouth. That's okay. That's okay, puppy. I got something for you. Because you know what he did? Just to prove to me how real it was, he said, you want to see it again? I said, no. You know what he did anyway? He reached down there and he slapped that monkey right in the fucking face. Slap him in the face. That's not what monkeys say. What do monkeys say? Slap him in the face again. That's right, little monkey boy. That monkey screamed. You know what that monkey did? He went down there. He sucked that driver off again. Sucked him off. You know how much skill it takes, little monkey boy, to suck somebody off twice?
A lot of skill.
It's a lot of skill.
Yes.
No reset time. It's been 30 seconds, a minute. Sucked him off again. That little monkey, I'm proud of that little monkey. You know what? I wish I could be proud of you, but you know, I don't know. That monkey, though, that monkey was a champ. He got up there, didn't fucking move, and I don't know what to say. What's the next level past flabbergasted? Like, I am beyond belief with this little fucking monkey. You know what that truck driver did to me?
No, what did he do?
He looked me in the eye, and he said, do you want to try? And I looked him back in the eye, and I said, yes. Just don't slap me as hard as you slap that fucking monkey.
Fun times.
Our little
ginger still in place.
Puppy, did you get it?
Yes.
Our little puppy laughed.
He did.
It wasn't funny. How is that funny? My jaw still fucking hurts. It's not funny. That monkey had skills. It took me a long time.
Oh,
think my shit is funny? God.
Oh, so now puppy. Bella has the puppy electrical device, right?
Yes, oh, our puppy train.
The shop collar. Oh, the puppy shop collar.
Oh, puppy now, train. The panties are a little wet, so you might want to go for a little drier
little spot. Thigh, maybe yeah. Right there close by.
I saw that pocket ball. Right there.
So I'm taking my little device here, and I'm exposing her little balls. Oh. Better not move.
Oh! Made me cry. I can see it. Oh, shit.
You don't want to move when I do that.
Little electrical device on your little balls.
You know you don't want to move when I do that. I don't want to hit the metal.
See. So, you know, to set the stage here, you know, we're chilling out. We're in front of a big bay window.
On a Sunday. This is what you do on a Sunday. Sunday.
You know, if anybody were walking past and could look down.
Nice fuzzy blanket on the floor yes. For a little puppy.
Yes. Oh. Fun times.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to use it. I got to learn how to take it.
Oh.
You better not move.
Ow! Ow!
Oh!
I'm not getting terrified.
Oh, the puppy's growing up. Made him howl like a grown up puppy. Like a big puppy.
Good boy.
Ow! Oh!
Lift your skirt.
There you go.
Roll over on your tummy. Let's see your butt. Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Oh, yeah, one more time. Oh, move your hands.
That almost sounded like a monkey.
Move your hands.
Okay, if you're going to yell, animals. You need to bark like a dog.
Yeah.
Better. Much better. Good boy.
We have a puppy.
A monkey and we had an owl.
An owl, yes.
Oh. During our break, they missed our owl. Oh. So, yes, he's very versatile. She's very versatile.
Very versatile.
Oh.
How to get that butt cheek. Oh,
there was. Did you hear that?
There was a spray coming out again. So, listeners, we've got the electrical device that is just a nice little zapper. And we've got
it's not nice at all.
Bamboo sticks. We've got whipping crops. We've got a plastic rod.
We've got needles in her nipples.
Yes. So, do you have anything for the viewers?
Little tiny.
Do you
not
have
my
Misty has
big needles?
Do you have
needles
anything?
In her nipples. She's
any
not
advice for the
I'm
viewers? For the listeners?
I said
thank you.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Come see Mistress Mia.
Oh, yeah? Let all your fantasies become a reality?
Yes.
Tell them that.
Oh.
Tell us.
Say it. Until next time. Say
tell
it.
Her what
until
you
next
want.
Time, make all your fantasies become realities. Fucking say it.
Tell them.
Until next time, make all your fantasies become a reality. Oh.
Good boy. Good puppy.